Hello.
My name is Nelson. Good evening. My name is Nelson. I am calling you from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
How long will it be? How long is the survey? How long will it take?
Around 10 minutes maximum.
Okay, let's do it quickly.
Okay, so we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no,
an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
All right, and thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Here are your options. I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I will definitely vote. The very first one, I don't remember the exact wording. I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat?
Democrat. And what is your main racial background? Here are the options. White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Black, Asian,
Hispanic. Hispanic.
And what is your age? Here are the options. 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, over 65.
Over 65.
Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Right track.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Here are the options. Corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, proper insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Overdevelopment.
All right, now you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Christine King, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very
never heard of them. No, very never heard of them.
Daniela Levine Cava,
very favorable.
Aileen Higgins,
very Higgins, right? H-I-G-G-I-N-S. Yes, very favorable.
Kamala Harris,
very favorable.
Donald Trump,
very unfavorable.
Damian Pardo,
never heard of him.
Joe Carollo,
very unfavorable.
Francis Suarez,
give me the choices again. I'm not sure about him.
Yeah, we have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard.
Fairly favorable.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
Okay, so it's not very favorable. What's the next one after very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, somewhat favorable.
Miguel Gavila.
Very never heard of him. No, never heard of him. Okay.
Manolo Reyes.
Never heard of him, or don't have an opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay, if the election of president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate. Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Kamala Harris.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris and the Democratic candidate?
I am definitely. Yes, definitely.
Okay, and when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that might be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Proceeding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner, and the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require
yes.
continuous residency?
I would vote yes.
Alright, just for quality purposes, I need to finish the referendum.
Sir, how many more questions do we have? Because it's taking too long.
We are 30% complete.
Okay, no, sorry. I can't finish it. Sorry.